We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school track and field with the state track meet coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have hourly reports at 20 past the hour throughout the day, updating everybody on the local area athletes and how they're doing. We'll have interviews, results, and everything. We're talking now about the Riverside Boys track and field team. Alex Oliver, head coach for the Bulldogs, with us here on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team going into the state track and field meet?
I'm really looking forward to it. This is what you work hard for all season. I think our kids are in a good frame of mind and ready to compete.
Well, you have a lot of entries. I mean, Riverside is going to be sending some buses to Drake Stadium as opposed to vans. You know, just how do you feel about this track and field team coming off a great win, a team win in Griswold at districts last week?
Yeah, it is exciting. This is the first time that we've had to take a bus. Nick Bates, our transportation director, does a great job hooking us up with vehicles all the time and schedule changes. But as far as track and field, I'm really excited for our kids. I think that if they come out to compete, it could be a really fun weekend for us. We don't really have stress on us. I think some of them looked a little bit stressed out on qualifying meet. I think that hopefully is behind them now. We had some good talks the last couple of days about processing stress and the positive ways that you can just go out and do your best rather than trying to make everybody else happy.
Well, you have 13 different events going this year, so you can make some noise in the team standings with that if you know, a lot of people end up placing. Let's start with some of the relays because that seems to be the strength. 4x1, 4x4, 4x8, D-Med, shuttle hurdle, sprint med. That's an impressive that's an impressive relay list that's going to state. You know, how do you feel about your relays and which one do you feel like maybe has a chance of being at the top of the podium more than others?
I was jokingly talking to someone the other day and said that it'd be even more fun if we would have got 4x2 in also so that we had all the relays there. But I'm looking forward to seeing some of the prelims. That's going to help set us up for the rest of the meet. Starting off the meet, we have 4x8, and that has a very competitive chance. Right now they're second in the state, behind the defending state champions from Sibley Ocheyedan. So I'm looking forward to that. I think our guys will be game for that race and be prepared. Then we get into some like our 4x1, our 4x4 prelims. I like our odds in some of those races. 4x4 is always kind of the measuring stick race for your entire program. So it'd be nice to come out and make some noise on that one. And then sprint med, D-Med, we're rated right up near the top in some of those. I think we have the guys to compete for a medal, for a hat in that race. And then you got to come back on Saturday with your finals of shuttle hurdle and all the other fun ones. So it could be an exciting weekend for relays.
Yeah. What can you say about a kid like Dawson Henderson? I mean, here's a kid who got nicked up a little bit at a conference. It wasn't serious, but enough that it kept him out of that 4x4 that night. And it was enough that he actually switched individual events. Instead of going for a hard event like the 400 hurdles, he goes to the 800, and he just promptly wins that at districts. And now he's going to be amongst the favorites in the 800 going in on Saturday. It just says a lot to his character, I think, and his athleticism that he's able to switch. I mean, he's already run the 800. He could have run in, you know, maybe 20 different events if you let him. But what can you say just about Dawson and how he's been able to overcome that and you know, what he means to this team?
I think the event at conference was more my choice. I wanted to make sure I had him fresh for the next week and make sure there wasn't anything lingering there. I don't know if it's a big step down to go from the 400 hurdles to the 800. The 800's a kind of grueling race for a lot of folks, and he just kind of smiles and gets through it. One thing I heard him say the other day is talking to just about his teammates and how tight-knit of a group it is. When I took him out of a couple races, the people I put in, he knew he could trust, because he sees them at workouts. He sees them doing all those things. It's easy to kind of compare times and compare kids from different meets. But Dawson trained with me all summer, 6:30 in the morning, every single day, Monday through Friday. We had a great cross country season, worked his tail off during basketball and competed there and came in shape right away. So track's been a lot of fun for him this year.
And another one, Maddox Kanoki, you know, I talked to him after that 4x4 and he was talking about how this team is more like a family. And I think that those words really stuck with me. And I think it stuck home with a lot of different people. I mean, he could be an anchor for a lot of different, you know, a star maybe for a lot of different teams. And you could use him as an anchor. You can use him as a number two, a number one. You know, it must be nice. And he qualified also individually in the 400. And he's going to push those leaders as much as he can to get on the medal stand. What can you say about what he's accomplished for this team?
Yeah, Maddox has really developed all around as a person and as an athlete this year. He made track a priority coming off of a football season that he had a lot of success in. And as far as like family stuff, we had graduation this weekend and one of our valedictorians runs track for me, Paxton Meek. And he talked about all the pieces that go into getting to where you're at and getting on that stage or getting to that podium. He listed off, you know, 15, 20 different people in the community that made impacts on him. And, probably each one of my track kids could have a list of, you know, 100 people that are supportive of them. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be somebody's grandma that you don't even know that brings you cookies or a treat after a race. We have a community that is invested time, money, energy. They really are encouraging our kids in a really positive way, and it makes it fun and easier as a coach when you have that kind of support rather than, you know, a grumpy parent or someone talking at the coffee shop about how things are going. So I think Maddox kind of summed it up when he said it was more of a family environment. There's a lot of kids on this team that would go to battle for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got a couple of kids in the 110 highs prelims. That'll be on Friday with Jet Rose and Jackson Gordon. The field at the districts was just so deep in hurdles. What do you make of them as they try to make it into the finals in that race, going up against some tough kids like Gabe Funka, Lennox, and plenty of others?
Yeah, the pathway in hurdles is pretty competitive this year. I was looking at times with my son last night and just going through. Iowa's in a really good place right now for track and field, and hurdles are pretty elite right now. Jackson's a defending medalist, so I expect to see him in the finals. Jet Rose, I heard someone joking in the crowd the other night that not bad for his second time over the 110s, and he qualified for state. He's run it twice this year, and I was kind of waiting to roll him out. He had a couple good indoor 60 hurdles, but I wanted him to be really confident and comfortable in that after having some good success in the shuttle hurdle. So state prelims will be his third time getting over 110 hurdles in the competitive form. And his upside is just so big because of that. He can find himself in the finals too.
Well, yeah, he ranks 15th right now, but if he's coming, look out. And Jackson has the 8th fastest time, so he's right on the bubble as well. But both will be forced to be reckoned with in the prelims there. Also talk a little bit about Cole Jepson in the 100 and Cruz Jacques in the 800. Those are, and Brody Henderson also in the 1 mile. Those are three other individuals that have qualified in the state.
So Brody in the 1600, he wasn't really satisfied with his race at qualifier. It wasn't his smartest race. And so he's really looking to prove himself at state in that one. It's kind of a compliment to be able to run an individual event and knowing that you have the opportunity to score. I know he's seeded something like 20th or 18th around there. I really foresee him moving up and threatening for a medal on that. In the 100, Cole Jepson had a little rough start at qualifier. He popped up right away. Probably should have still won the race, but he's the epitome of a competitor. When it's time to go, it's time to go, and he turns it on. And then Cruz Jaquez, just talk about progress and growth, physically matured some this year, but more mentally and athletically, he just keeps pushing and keeps pushing and keeps pushing. I saw it in cross country. I saw it when he was playing football. I saw it, in the off season. He's going to have a really, really good state meet, just because he has dedicated himself to being as prepared and well-trained as possible.
Yeah, Haka is another one of those that is versatile and you could use in a lot of different spots as well. So he'll be in the mix for your relays. But overall, Coach, just, how much noise do you think you can make in the team standings with these guys here? I'm sure that's got to be a big goal going into state.
After we started our season, kids have been talking, they want to win medals, then they want to win banners, then they want to win hats, and then they want to win trophies. We're checking some boxes off right now, so hopefully we can get the last couple boxes checked off also.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. When you get into multiple, as many entries as you can, trying to accumulate team sports, you never know what could happen in that race. And the girls will be excited as well to see what they can do. So there's going to be a whole crew from Riverside taking up a lot of space at the Horseshoe at Drake Stadium. And, of course, we'll have reports and follow all the Bulldogs throughout the three-day event right here on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Alex Oliver, head coach for Riverside Bulldog Boys Track and Field with us here on KSOM.